It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Could time spent in a virtual space affect how you act in the real world? Stanford researchers say, yeah, it can, and they've seen it happen. Grace Ahn is a recent PhD graduate at Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab. She led a new study that involved two groups.
The first group was exposed to virtual reality in which they were a lumberjack, so they embodied the experience of cutting down a tree through this lumberjack, and they were able to see the forest in three dimensions. The other group of students read a text narrative of the exact same experience. It was very descriptive. And both of these students, after their experience, were subject to a measure in which I knocked over a glass of water, which was the same amount for all of the students who participated. And I measured the number of paper napkins that they would use to clean up this water. The results show that when you are exposed to this realistic experience within the virtual environment, they would use about 20% less napkins than the students who merely read and imagined about the tree cutting experience.
Jeremy Bailenson leads the Virtual Human Interaction Lab at Stanford. He's also co-author of the book Infinite Reality. Jeremy, did those results surprise you?
In Grace's study, these people are sawing down a tree and feeling the vibrations of the saw in their arms and the elbow from what we call a haptic device. They're hearing spatialized sounds, so when this tree hits the ground, the birds stop chirping and the thunder of the ground vibrates their hands. It's one thing to think about these implications in an abstract level, but people cut down a tree because they use non-recycled paper and felt the consequences within the forest in a really personal and meaningful and immersive manner. And what we wanted to see is if this visceral experience could actually change a behavior that's fairly difficult to change in the real world. And so we actually caused actual behavior of conservation. And this was a very encouraging and very surprising result.
So what does that tell us about the potential of virtual reality outside of a Stanford laboratory?
Well, this resonates with lots of other findings that we have conducted in the lab and that we also describe in our book, which is Grace's work showed your avatar cutting down trees. We've got other work that shows your avatar getting healthier as a function of exercise. And also, we can change the eating behaviors and the exercise behaviors you execute in the physical world. So the data that we've gotten, especially from this tree cutting, is very encouraging for using this really immersive perceptual experience of being in an avatar to change really hard social problems, to solve obesity, to address this big bear in the room of climate change.
Jeremy Bailenson and Grace Ahn from Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab. We have video of that lumberjacking at marketplacetech.org. Remember Chat Roulette, that site where you'd be paired up with random strangers for live video chat? It was popular in 2009 until it got overrun by creeps sharing a bit too much. Now a New York design company has created Cute Roulette. Instead of random live people, it serves up random video clips of cute animals doing cute things. Done with one, click a button and move on to the next. This stuff is everywhere online, and I've never gotten into it. But to be a good tech host, I stopped by. For instance, here's a baby horse. And here's a kitty on a table. And here's a puppy running down the street. Anyway, check it out if you want. I'm going to watch it for 3 more hours, and then that's it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.